This is GQDN for Friday, July 21st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/groupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. Today's news? Oh, we got a little bit of Sony news. PlayStation, as it were. A little bit of World of Warcraft. And some pirating? Interesting. But we begin with BlueNews.com, and they're saying that GOG.com does have a bit of storage outages because they had some technical issues. And that was on the back end of the online stores. So here's what they said on their site. We would like to inform you that due to our storage and CDN provider's outage, we're encountering technical issues that may cause difficulties downloading and updating your games through the GOG Galaxy client and GOG store. Already downloaded files are in no way affected. We are trying to mitigate the external problem by switching to our secondary storage while our provider is restoring data. We would also like to highlight that those issues do not affect purchasing games. Currently available discounts on selected titles will not be extended due to the above. It's our team's top priority to resolve those issues. We aim to resolve them as fast as possible. Apologies for any inconveniences caused. Now, what did I just see? Via BlueNews.com, the FTC has withdrawn its case against Microsoft and Activision Blizzard. So here is what they said. Quote, on July 18, 2023, counsel to respondents in the proceeding filed a motion to withdraw a proceeding from Complaint counsel has not registered by any objection to represent's motion accordingly. It is ordered, pursuant to Rule 3.26C of the Commission Rules of Practice 16. C.F.R. 3.26C 2022, that this matter is entirely B and it hereby is withdrawn from adjudication and all that proceedings before the administrative law judge B and they hereby are stayed. So that was indeed withdrawn and that was per the document provided. Now we go to GamesRadar.com. And well, we actually got a little bit of news on Blizzard this time, at least on the acquisition part. So now we get to talk about Diablo 4. And they're saying that the sorcerers are really being messed with. So here's what's going on. The staffs that they were getting on the Uber side just had damage to it, but no additional effects to it, such as no other stats to it, like intellect. So on the Blizzard forums, one of the people on the forums did say, quote, it has damage stats, but nothing else. No intellect, no reduced damage from ranged, no aspect, nothing. In fact, one of the items had a item power of 658, where it did 1316 damage per second, and it had two sockets, but didn't have any other stats to it. So GamesRadar did post a picture of it for proof, and there it was. And some of the players were not happy about it because one person did write, quote, Blizzard patch notes fixed an issue where sorcerers had functioning uniques. But another one did say, quote, that blank is epic. So Icy Veins did take to Twitter and they said, a bugged and statless unique staff has been dropping for players in Diablo 4 Season 1, has now been disabled. And it may have been the new Uber Unique. And Adam Fletcher did reply, it isn't. Uber Uniques have 820 item power and drop in WT4 from 85 plus monster levels. That's the levels. Further quote, this was a placeholder item to test the art that got left in. Whoops. And you could hear that from the Blizzard team worldwide. Now, Eurogamer, going by another note, staying on the business side of things, did have their quarter one meeting, and according to that meeting, they have 10 releases in the works for this fiscal year, which means July to July, or July to June, whatever you want to say. Which means some of the games have been announced. Assassin's Creed Mirage, Avatar, Frontiers of Pandaria, Rainbow Six Mobile, The Division Resurgence, Just Dance 24 Edition, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crowns, Skull and Bones, The Crew Motorfest, and X-Defiant. Now if you count those, that's just 9. But there's one yet to be announced. So we shall see. Now, we go to ArsTechnica.com and they're saying that nearly 69% of the Russian gamers are pirating the games from Ukraine. So, there was a survey that was taking a training platform via School XYZ, and it did cover Russia and all the game formats. So 69% of the gamers that were surveyed did say that they did play at least one pirated game copy last year. 51% did say that they were pirating more games now than what they did in 2021. So while that number is up, some of the enthusiasm and motivations are different than that. See, 20% of those surveyed did say that they had pirated 10 games or more. 27% did get 3 pirate games in 2022, but 31% did say that they didn't pirate anything. So you can read that at arstechnia.com. Now we go to GamesRadar.com and they're saying that World of Warcraft community did create a fake character to fool the AI. In fact, at Giuseppe Navarro, that's B4D Coffee, that's C0FFEE, did say on Twitter, LOL, someone on Reddit made a post about a made-up feature introduced in WoW so that a news site using AI-driven scrapping bots published an article about it and it had worked. At GMG Union did say, quote, GO, management ignored our letter and proceeded with publishing AI-generated content on our sites. This is unethical and unacceptable. If you see a byline ending in bot, don't click it. And they did provide a statement after that, which that's up on GamesRadar.com. Now, Call of Duty, the board game, according to GameSpot, is coming very soon. In fact, the Kickstarter campaign does go up on August 1st at 7 a.m. Pacific time and 10 a.m. Eastern time. So, Kickstarters could actually get that if you want it. But there's also a website, so that way you can get more info and maybe a free canine unit for your copy. Now we go to PlayStation, and this is how we end it. 3 articles. This includes the PlayStation 5 access controller is now available. Yep, that's the one that does have some variable adjustments that you can make. So here's what's included with said controller. PlayStation 5 access controller, USB cable, 8 pillow button caps that's attached to the controller, 4 flat button caps, 4 curved button caps, 2 overhang button caps, 1 wide flat button cap, standard stick cap, dome stick cap that's attached to the controller, ball stick cap, 23 tags, and a quick start guide and safety guide. Oh boy, here we go with all the guides. Oh, a little bit of Spider-Man 2 news. Last 2 articles come from Eurogamer. And this one says that Spider-Man 2 trailer has revealed the hench venom in some returning foes. So, it was a short 2-minute trailer, and it did take a look at Peter, Miles, and MJ, Mary Jane, that will be coming live this autumn. But they also got a look back at Harry Osborn while he was friends with Peter, and you get to see Venom. Now they did post the video, which I may look for later to see it, but there may be some other things coming on with the game, so we'll have to look at the video. They did talk with Spider-Man 2 creative director Brian in Thier, Eurogamer did. He said, quote, "I think that our job is to really just whatever we put in the game, to make it the highest quality we can, and everything that people they think they saw in that Kraven reveal, that may be more. Again, it comes down to whatever we put in the game. It's at the highest quality we can deliver. And I think when people play the game, they're going to see that." Well, that's what he said. So we shall see what happens. Kraven's going to be the big boss, but we'll see what happens. Speaking of Spider-Man 2, there is some themed hardware for PlayStation 5, and that does go for the console and the controller. So if you don't have a PlayStation 5 yet, you can get them. But now what I'm wondering is, could that be the actual skins that we can trade out for? We shall see. We shall see. Due to scheduling conflicts, there will be no live show. There will be no weekly show tomorrow, but we will be back Monday for more daily news. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.